This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, your humble and lovable host, Scruffy McStruffface, is back. He's back, and he's still unshaven. I'm just digging this non-shaven thing too much, Super Don. I just can't be bothered to just stop long enough to do that. You know how busy it is in the summer, getting out there and watching the raindrop and dodging the lightning bolts in the sky, taking my daughter to dance camp and dance classes and... You know, what am I going to do? I'm just going to keep broadcasting. The voice is still working despite the scruff on the face, and we're going to do another show today. All right? Are you ready?
Boy, you're really really big on the on the whiskers thing going on there.
I got to admit,
I've never seen you with facial hair like this before.
The only way I get viewers on YouTube, you got to do something strange and weird, and then the YouTubers go, "Oh man, have you seen Robert? He's got whiskers. That's the craziest thing. He looks horrible. Go see." Right?
It's like one of Meanwhile, everybody on radio right now is just going, "Why are we talking about this? I don't understand."
Wait. Listen. Can you hear that? I'm rubbing my whiskers on.
All right,
the microphone.
Enough.
I'm just trying to give everybody the audio experience of it as well, right? So they don't feel all left out because they're only on radio.
You remind me of like the 12-year-old kid that gets a little bit of peach fuzz, right?
Yes.
You know, like above his lip. He's like, "Hey guys, yes. Check it out, man."
Dude, I'm feeling so manly about now. Actually, not, because people with real beards are just laughing their aspirin off right now at me. So, anyway, all right, what do we got today? You know, we were going to have our good buddy Josh Hendricks on because there's some major CBD updates today, and he disses us to go see a Melissa Etheridge concert.
Yeah,
I'm like, what is that?
I shot him a text message earlier, and he wrote back. He says, "No, I'm not available. I'm going to see Melissa Etheridge."
Right.
I was like, "I'm sorry.
We don't rate." I know. He was saying, honestly, what it is. I don't want to say it, but the beard, I can't be on your show anymore. you're just unpresentable. Anyway, we got a lot of broadcast healing tonight. You, me, Super D, and all y'all watching and listening. And go to robertscottbell.com. You get a sneak preview on where we're going. Number one on the list is... Up and Away in my beautiful jet plane. I mean, oh, no, wait, that's two different songs. Never mind. But basically, if you're a flight attendant, if you're a pilot, you definitely want to listen to this opening of the Robert Scott Bell Show, even if you're in the air. Although, keep paying attention to what your job is, of course. But the idea of a flight attendant, my mom was a flight attendant, going back decades and decades and decades. In fact, she was in the era, the transition between propeller props and jets. And at the time, I mean, you can't think back that far, Super Don, but at the time, they were worried about flight attendants of childbearing age. They said, "My gosh, what are these jets going to do to women of childbearing age? We don't know if it's going to affect their ability to have children," right? That's how unknown the factor of flying at these higher altitudes and in jet planes was going way back when. But what we know now, of course, is the higher you go up into the atmosphere, the less protection you have from what we call ionizing radiation coming, or cosmic radiation. Now, very rarely do they acknowledge that in terms of all the propaganda about space travel, right? Oh, sure, we're going to Mars, right? Because Elon Musk has got a Tesla car roadster up there. We're all just ready because he's got the shielding on that roadster. We're all just going to be hightailing it to Mars any day now. Of course, it's absurd. And, you know, I bring this up not because I'm saying it, because, you know, when I interviewed Dwayne Graveling many years ago, he wrote Lipitor, Thief of Memory. He said, you know, in my questions to my memory of, hey, when are we going to Mars? Can we do that, right? You know, I knew we couldn't, but he confirmed it as an astronaut. He says, no, we don't have the shielding against cosmic radiation. Now, granted, it's not as severe and intense because you're still in the more of the protective bubble, so to speak, of planet Earth, for those of you that think it's a bubble and it's not flat. But for all of the circular people out there, like me, you have some level of protection, but the higher you go and the more often you do it, the risk is increasing. And the headline story as we open today's show, flight attendants get more uterine, thyroid, and other cancers, according to a new study. And they actually do mention, because this was in the journal Environmental Health, as I scrolled down, I wondered if they were going to be honest about the causes. Now, here's one of the things they do recognize, and why don't they recognize it for all diseases? I don't know, and I do know. Flight attendants are often exposed to possible or probable carcinogens, and I quote, like pesticides, fire retardants, jet fuel, and other chemicals more frequently than the general population. And then there's the clincher, the thing I've been talking about, warning them about for years. They're also exposed to higher levels of cosmic ionizing radiation. I didn't write it. It's in CNN. It must be true. Actually, it's not. Well, CNN's reporting on it, but it's in that journal, the Environmental Journal. And even the World Health Organization says this is a cancer risk. So pilots, too. Now, if you've ever seen long-time flight attendants, male or female, I know it's still dominated by the female side of things, you'll see they wrinkle often well before their time, well before their prime, and they are scraggly and wrinkly. And this is not a slight against all flight attendants. This is not about beauty and not beauty. I'm just acknowledging as a homeopath, as a healer, observing this phenomenon over the years, recognizing that oxidative stress, ionizing radiation, other issues like chronic low-level dehydration and the low humidity of those airliners, not drinking enough water, not drinking enough pure water, because the water that they drink, either if it comes from a can or a plastic bottle, is not pure and clean either. And then counteracting the oxidative stress or damage in the skin, again, showing visual representation of premature aging, so to speak, and visually speaking. Now, that may be considered cosmetic, but it's indicative of other things going on inside the body as well. Case in point, uterine cancers, breast cancers, thyroid cancers. We see an abject, I would call it, nutritional or nutrient or mineral deficiencies. Primary among them, the big three we talk about time and time again, selenium, chromium, and silicon. Selenium, number one on the list because it is your key mineral to counteract the impact of ionizing radiation. Bar none. There's nothing that is more important in terms of a mineral than selenium in reversing or preventing the premature aging, or premature aging, depending on where you're from and how you say the word, than selenium. But 100% whole food form is going to be very, very important. It's the way your body is designed to absorb and utilize it. Second on the list, of course, chromium, because both selenium and chromium work with the liver. Liver is detoxifying the dead cells, the debris. Those cells have been harmed and they have to be removed from the body unless they accumulate and create more inflammation spots and maybe cancerous sites. We got to clear it out. Selenium, chromium. Silicon for connective tissue. Any and all connective tissue, and that includes the skin, the epithelial layers out here that you see. The ladies or the men that are, or even pilots, you see the scraggly pilots. Again, if they're younger, maybe not so much, but you'll see that impact if they don't know how to counteract it. They are impacted negatively. And again, if it were only cosmetic, whoop-de-doo, right? We can deal with wrinkles. We don't have cancer. But here they're talking about real increased risk in cancers that they wouldn't or shouldn't have based on the average of the age groups of each of those groups. So there is genuine exposure. And I think of my friend Dawn, who's now a naturopath, thanks to our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health. And she flies out of Salt Lake City. Delta Dawn, she's called. Very cute. And she knows about this stuff. And she's begun to increase and counteract this. And, of course, she's a great resource for flight attendants and pilots out there within the Delta family. But hopefully we have more listeners from all of the airlines that are going to consider taking steps to prevent that which is being predicted to be much more higher of an incidence in terms of these horrible diseases that don't need to happen. The exposure is real, but the counteracting it is real as well. But there's nothing about how to counteract this in the news article, probably not even in the journal article as well. So that's what the Robert Scott Bell Show does, or should do. And if it doesn't, Super Don can yell at me. I'm probably not yet
finished
with that,
but yeah, that'll happen.
If not you, then my real wife.
Hey, are you implying that I'm your fake wife?
Is that your radio wife? That's
oh, radio
wife.
Right, oh.
Right? What's a radio family?
Why do I have to be a wife?
Radio husband? I don't know. It's just a figure of speech.
We're an all-inclusive, open-minded radio show, aren't we? Right?
Yes, and we don't ask for permission where none is required.
The Robert Scott Bell Show has two daddies, right?
That's me and Super D. Wait a second. Now you've gone off the rails completely. Well, of course, we're not on the rails. We're in the air. We're on the air. And we're always in control. Okay, I think there's a football metaphor in there somewhere. But folks, flight attendants, pilots, get the word out. Whole food selenium, whole food chromium, whole food silicon. Drink your Echo water, your hydrogen-rich water. I mean, bring a bottle with you if you can. I know you can't sneak this thing through. At least purify the water that you're drinking on the planes as well. And please stay hydrated, even if you have to use those little cubicles more often than you'd like to on the airplane, on the big old jet airliner. So there you go. It's a real concern, but really simply counteract it with some basic strategies that include the things we talk about all the time, just even more important for those that are being exposed more chronically to these higher levels of the atmosphere, cosmic ionizing radiation. In fact, you know, I just thought of one other thing. How about a key knee, QI, right? If you go to robertswater.com, you'll see the key technology, QI technology for the home, but there's also a personal one. And I would say every flight attendant and pilot would do well to carry one of those in your pocket, your purse or something on your person, so to speak, to protect against all of the EM field disruption. There is Wi-Fi on planes now, but more than that, all forms of ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. And then the homeopathic remedies. We've talked about that over the years. The EMF detox that we get from Dr. King's would be a great, great adjunct. So these are some things you can carry on. Be a good flight attendant, a good pilot to protect yourself, not only the people who are relying on you to get them safely from point A to point B through the atmosphere. All right, that's our opening, folks. We're going to talk about how a keto diet can protect you against another disease. Could you eat 90% of your calories from fat? Would that help you? Would it hurt you? We'll talk about that. Also, autism traits, could they be edited out? Gene editing of your children, as if autism is caused by your genes. Oh, man, we're going to manifest something that they're not going to like next hour, and a whole lot more.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Total Space Cadet discussion on the break there with Super Don. The Van Halen belt. Yes, that's why we couldn't go to the moon, because we couldn't make it through. Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth battles amongst them. Anyway, folks, again, concerned about our flight attendants and pilots out there, go back and listen to the first segment and learn what you can do to counteract the impact of the ionizing radiation at higher atmospheric levels. Now, what can we do back home on the ground? There's a headline here from another peer-reviewed article or a journal article. Keto. Ketogenic diet protects optic nerve in glaucoma mouse model. Now, I was just thinking about the model who happened to be a mouse with glaucoma. How did they find him? Oh, no, I guess they genetically engineer these mice to have glaucoma.
We run into this every once in a while, don't we, where they do these studies on mice, and it just makes you wonder, mm-hmm. how do they do these types of things? Because these are things that you would think, mice would not normally do or have. But, a mouse with glaucoma.
Right, so I don't know, have they already done the studies of smoke and weed and how it impacts on the reduction of the symptoms of glaucoma in mice? I don't know. Maybe that's how they figured out it was legitimate. But it says switching mice destined to develop glaucoma. So obviously they have predisposed these mice to have glaucoma. Switching them to a low-carbohydrate, high-fat diet protects the cells of the retina and their connections to the brain from degeneration. This according to a research published in the journal Neuroscience. The study adds to others that have found this type of diet to have neuroprotective effects in conditions such as Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and ALS. Now, how often on this show have I said eat more fat? Eat more fat, eat more fat. Not just because I say it's helpful to lose weight, but for any number of things, keeping you young by feeding your endocrine system, and most importantly, protecting your brain and nervous system. And they're talking about a diet so high in fat, it's 90% fat.
That's a lot of fat.
Yeah, 90% fat for 2 months. And they found that by doing this, and by the way, they do say the rats were mice were genetically modified. Don't think that they don't want to come for you humans, too, and genetically modify you. We'll talk about that next hour with autistic children. But they found that we went on this high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet, otherwise known as ketogenic, it protected the retinal cells from degeneration by increasing, they say, energy availability. I get the idea of energy availability, but it's not immediately intuitive because we're always told that, you know, you want a carbo load for energy. Quick energy, sugar, right? But what you're doing, of course, is directing your body to convert stored energy from fat into energy for utilization. That's what they talk about. The ketogenic diet puts you in a state of ketosis, but I don't know that you need to eat 90% fat to get there. I realize this is an extreme example of it. But it is a valid example and a strengthening example of how my argument to increase fat intake over the course of your daily life will ultimately protect your brain and nervous system. Because they talked about the optic nerve as well as cells. All cells require fat to protect themselves. The layer, the membrane surrounding the cells require fat. Just for people in the FDA in Washington, D.C., we are not saying trans fats and hydrogenated fats. We're talking about whole, unprocessed fats from either healthy animal sources or if you find vegetarian sources in a healthy sense. Not high, excessively high in omega-6 as well. That's often pro-inflammatory. Omega-3, but also the saturated fats, very, very helpful and beneficial to brain and neurological health because cholesterol and fat, a big part of the brain and nervous system. Now, you know, I'm just feeling very deliberate about these two segments we've opened up on Superdon. It's like some days you feel light and fluffy and happy. Maybe it's my beard weighing me down. But I just feel the weight of these stories, the intensity of, my gosh, we can stop these flight attendants from getting cancer. My gosh, we can stop the humans, not just the rats or mice, from having glaucoma. If they would just consider altering their diet to one that is not fat phobic. Like much of our lives, we've been told that fat is the enemy, fat is the devil, low fat, no fat. And of course, that's been probably the most destructive among many destructive messages we've been receiving from the scientific intelligentsia brought about by pharmaceutical companies who have purchased influence in the bureaucratic oligarchy, the FDA. Health and Human Services. And then you've got the private trade associations that parrot the same damn messages of low fat, no fat, like the American Heart Association. Maybe the neurological associations will get wind of this study and reverse course. We'll see. All right, folks, we've got a big cannabis update coming up after the break. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, now that the FDA has approved CBD as a DRUG, will it get banned as an SUPPLEMENT? That's the subject of this update. You know what we're talking about.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back. So the only question I have Did I spell supplement right? Did I spell it correctly, Superdoc?
I couldn't keep up with you, so I can't tell you. I'll have to go back and listen.
On that, right? Yeah, go back and correct me. We have typos happening in the YouTube chat room, maybe verbal typos here on the Robert Scott Bell Show coming through my... Coming out, what? You understand the words coming out of my mouth? Well, we're talking a CBD cannabis update. And, you know, we've been talking about Epidiolex recently. It is now officially apparently approved as a drug. It's a cloned variety of CBD from hemp or the cannabis plant of some form or another. And it's been approved for seizures, particularly, associated with two forms of epilepsy. Now, the question we all have, and we've been asking and a little bit answering it, we've got more answers today. When they approve this as a drug, what happens to the CBD from hemp that is in your health food store right now? Hemp-derived CBD. In years past, it would have been an automatic done deal that the FDA goes, oh, we got a drug. You can't sell that same ingredient in a dietary supplement health food store. Boom. Shut it down. Recall it. It ain't happened. It's a police action. We're coming after you. Now, I wish one day the police would nullify the feds on that, stop cooperating with federal authorities to raid good businesses selling good stuff. But I don't think it's going to happen here. And there are a number of reasons for that. Now, the U.S. Hemp Roundtable has chimed in on this, as they should. And they say, fundamentally, Epidiolex's approval has no legal impact on the sale of hemp-derived CBD. I love that statement. It's direct and to the point. The FDA says it's focusing its concern on the proliferation and illegal marketing of unapproved CBD-containing products with unproven medical claims. And this validates what we've been talking about here for some time, that dietary supplements are dietary supplements as long as they're, you know, some form of food. They've been out there for a while, and they're not making claims to cure, treat, prevent, mitigate, relieve, etc. These are drug claims. Now, there's an absurdity associated with the fact that you can't make those claims. Because the moment the cherry farmers started saying, hey, our cherry juice is awesome for gout and arthritis, they actually got a letter from FDA saying, you now have an unapproved new drug, not approved to be safe or effective for any of the indications you put on it. I mean, literally, there's a recall your cherries, recall your cherry juice. The mere claim, statement, even scientifically sound, that a cherry could reverse gout or arthritis made it a drug. Poof, magic. Where's the alchemy happening? At the Fear and Death Administration. That's wizardry I don't want to have any part of. But along the lines of DSHEA, Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, the regulation states that as long as you only make structure or function statements, that is supporting the healthy structure or healthy function of the body, that you're now not crossing over into the drug territory. And since hemp has been sold for years and years, long before there's a CBD Epidiolex product, technically, I think the Hemp Roundtable is absolutely right. Pretty sure they're right on this. Now, that's not to say the FDA won't try. And certainly in the past, it would have tried, maybe even succeeded, because there wasn't such a groundswell of utilization, support, and fervor over this CBD product. As evidence, just a little small evidence, I gave a lecture last weekend in a health food store. I expected 10 people to show up. Summertime, middle of the day, hot, sunny. They're not coming out to hear about this. 40 people turned up. And Superdot, did you see? I think somebody put it up on Facebook, lived it or something. It's not great quality, but I think you could sort of hear what was going on. I don't know if you saw it or not.
I haven't had a chance to see it, but... It's up on what Facebook? On our Facebook?
No, the Health Basket did it.
Oh, the Health Basket. Let me track that down and I'll blast it out so everybody
I think I sent you the link the other day, but I don't remember at this point when. It might have been in Skype to you. But the good news is, folks, for all of us, because we have been, there's been some ups and downs, emotional upheaval over this. Oh my gosh, are they going to come and take it away? Like we're dealing with Kratom right now in that way. Kratom has a little less of a leg to stand on, although I support it 100%. It needs to maintain its place in the market as a dietary supplement. The argument here is that the FDA is really interested in those CBD hemp products that are making drug claims, unsubstantiated. even if they're substantiated by the scientific journals, they are not allowed to based on the current regulatory structure, which kind of leaves a lot to be desired because it means the American people have to dig deep to find the real information because the companies that make and market these products cannot say a word about it. Freedom of speech does not exist when it comes to natural healing in the United States of America. Those of you listening in the UK or otherwise places around the world, you might go, wait, you guys are the land of freedom. Yeah, you can do some stuff, but you can't cure cancer with no chemo, radiation, or surgery. Or if you do, you better not say it to attract any customers or clients or patients, because they will come for you, and they will find you fast. The arguments related to the marketing of hemp-derived CBD as a dietary supplement remain the same as before FDA's approval of Epidiolex. And, in fact, we see a benefit that more and more people are going to see the legitimacy of CBD because it's approved by the FDA now as a drug. Even though that doesn't impress me, I want to sing a Canadian singer song. That don't impress me much. Who did that song? You remember that one?
No.
Oh, Shania John nailed
what?
It. Shania Twain. Well done. Yes. She's great.
Our board op is a Shania Twain fan, huh?
Well, whether he is, he just knows stuff. That's right. I am a Shania Twain fan. I am a Shania Twain fan, and that's why I'm growing a beard. Not to attract her, but just to show
She was kind of hot, too, so I got to admit.
Listen to you talking all hot stuff. All right.
Well, I'm just saying that was a big part of her appeal was that okay. She was kind of a crossover artist and
Super Don, yeah. You used to be quite a looker too.
Okay.
Nothing. Got nothing from that. All right.
Yeah.
Now
okay.
movement in Michigan. Next part of the cannabis update here. Movement in Michigan. And I don't think it's talking about a bowel movement in Michigan, which would be a good thing for those of you who are constipated in Michigan, like those in the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. They issued an advisory bulletin on hemp and cannabidiol that raised concerns to the industry. We covered that. I was up there in Michigan for the treating cancer with cannabis event. And it was like suddenly Michigan said, nope, can't do CBD, not even from hemp. It's a drug. We're not allowing it. And that was on a state level. I don't know that they were, you know, claiming it was the feds that said it couldn't be done. The state said it. Now, the groups like the Hemp Roundtable, U.S. Hemp Roundtable are there. They're meeting with the regulators. They met with this group. And they returned from Lansing, where they met with the LARA leadership. And they say there's a strong consensus among the political leadership there that the legislature should pass a bill this year, 2018, in Michigan, likely after the election in November, that would clarify that hemp-derived CBD is legal for retail sale. Okay? There's no organized opposition to that position in Michigan. That's good. We didn't know that before. But we're getting some great information about all y'all in Michigan. Also, there is a reality that the regulatory aspect, the police aspect of this, they're not really set up to go after health food stores that are still selling hemp-derived CBD. They're focusing on other arenas like marijuana dispensaries. They're not looking to health food stores and grocery stores and natural product stores that are selling CBD products. This group can't control what local or state police do, however. So there could be local police activity if somebody gets a bug up their you-know-what and decides, oh, yeah, I read about this, and, yeah, there's a health food store selling hemp-derived CBD. I'm going to bust them. So if there's some, like, police brutality in that realm, I would hope people like Officer Hayes can talk some sense into him. He's a lovable and humble, loyal watcher, if you will, listener and watcher on YouTube, our stream there, along with our radio outreach through GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. So they're not saying they're to all health food stores, you can relax and chill and just sell as much as you want, but the reality is it's not likely that you're going to get busted, but it is possible that until they change the law, which they expect to do after the election this year in Michigan, that eventually there'll be a rational policy that acknowledges what they do on the federal level, that hemp-derived CBD is perfectly legal, lawful, and can be sold as long as it's not making drug claims. Super Don, does that make that clear?
Confusing.
Does that make that clear?
You, It's yeah, you did fine, but the situation in these states is so confusing, and it's just, you know, it's got a lot of people nervous, especially these store owners, because, you know, this advice that Jonathan Miller is reporting on here at Hemp Supporter is, this is coming from the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, and is coming from the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. Neither one of these agencies can speak to what the local and state police may do. So that's where you've got the, it's like these agencies are like, listen, you know, we have no problem with it, but, you know, the police department, your local and state police department here, could possibly do something. So, you know, it's almost just kind of a...
I got a question. Where's Colin Kaepernick on this, right? What about
Colin
that?
Kaepernick, man.
The police brutality thing, right? Protesting about police brutality. I think, you know, we've got a lot more brutality happening to anybody. Black, white, rich, poor, great, small, God's children, all right? On this issue, busting people for nonviolent criminal drug offenses that shouldn't be criminal, especially because they're not even drugs technically in the sense of something that's addictive and dangerous. But you know that you want to do more to reduce brutality of police and the drug war, They'll stop cracking as many heads of any color, of any pigment. Just my opinion, just because I like to step in controversial piles of who knows what. And I just did. I'm sure I just did. Yeah.
Right. Colin Kaepernick. All right. Haven't heard his name in a while.
Yeah. How about a colander dish on my head, and I can become a Pastafarian? I wonder
there
if they crack Pastafarian heads. But at least you'd be wearing protection over your head when they try.
That's right.
All right.
Yep.
All right. We're going into religion next. Super Don, you just don't want me to stay out of controversial territory, do you?
That's where I live. That's where I live, man.
All right. Well, he's going to rap it to us when we come back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird. It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here we go. We're going to step into controversial territory again. Anytime we talk religion, politics is not even controversial anymore. But, you know, at least the folks that are longtime listeners know I'm all about spiritual freedom, religious freedom, right? I don't stomp on anybody's religious beliefs unless you're calling for, you know, the abolition of somebody else's beliefs or their freedom or their, you know, their safety. You know, some way you're harming somebody. That's not cool. I don't believe that is a spiritually impressive thing. In fact, it's the opposite of that. But there are problems within some of the Orthodox religions, right? And this is not me talking. You know, a lot of young people going, you know, I'm not really into this thing anymore, right? Like my parents or their parents, right? So it's a challenge if you're a priest, a preacher, a parishioner, whatever. Somebody who's, you got your so-called flock, right? How you keep them, if not in line, keep them coming, right? Be members of your church. And so, yeah, I think you got to be creative. I do. I think that, you know, as I've said, a gift from the heavens, creativity, imagination, the ability to co-create. Now, if you're talking about delivering the same line Sunday after Sunday in church, it can get a little old, and some of the young people go, you know what, I'm done with that. Now, I'm not saying good or bad. I think everybody's got to make their own way and choose their own path. But in, where is this? Where is this place that this happened?
It's in Kenya, I believe.
Oh, out in Africa. Okay, so in Kenya. So
yeah,
a Catholic church in Kenya. Apparently, I like what this priest guy is doing. Because here's the thing. If you're trying to bridge the next generations, they're not always going to speak the same language. And of course, you can beat them into submission. I don't think that's cool. I'd rather inspire people to do better, to be better. And I think this priest had a good idea. He started rapping. He started rapping in church, rapping some of his sermons. Yeah. And instead of being embraced by the Catholic Church, he's been suspended.
For a year.
There shall be no rapping. A whole year of suspension because he didn't preach the gospel in the way they wanted him to. Father Paul Ogallo of St. Monica Catholic Church in Rapogi, Migori County in Kenya, suspended on June 3rd for alleged misconduct by the Homa Bay Diocese. Yeah, diocese.
Yeah, so, misconduct.
Right. He rapped in church. He was rapping some scripture, I don't know.
And here's the reason behind that. He was trying to get young people, interested in going and participating. It reminds me. Did you ever see the movie Dogma?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was this thing. George Carlin was in it. He played the part of a cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to re-energize and renew the image of the Catholic Church, and he started a campaign called Catholicism Wow, and replay because he said the crucifix was like wholly depressing, so he replaced the crucifix with something called the Buddy Christ, and it's like a Jesus with like a thumbs up and a finger pointing and stuff like that. That's and the whole idea. The whole idea, well, he didn't, but, the whole idea was, to get kids and get young people interested in the Catholic Church. Now, that obviously was a parody, but.
Here's the analogy I'd like to give in terms of what this guy was doing versus what regular priests are doing. In many cases, when we talk about the next generation. And I'm not picking on priests, could be anybody. Leading the, whatever. You see this guy holding onto a cat on a fence. The cat likes to be on the fence, right? And he's petting the cat, but the cat's going, and just fighting this guy. Like, what's going on here? Cats like to be pet, don't they? No. You get close. Uh-huh. You get close, and it turns out the preacher man's petting the cat backwards. Petting him backwards. And telling them to turn around. Turn around. Turn around. Instead of petting them the way they want to be pet, and they're like, yeah, I like that. I dig that. I'm going to wrap it. In fact, we wrapped it years ago on this show. Give a listen.
Hit it. Rapping the health world here today. The power to heal is yours, I say. Take your selenium every day. Help me battle the FDA.
I think we wrapped the health world.
Yeah, not bad.
We wrapped the health world. Anybody out there? Hey, is anybody out there? Oh, my gosh, God, I think we lost the audience. They've all gone away. No, John, don't leave. You see? We try. You got to give us an E for effort. That was probably about, I don't know, 10 years ago, maybe a decade ago we did that.
Yeah.
It's still just as not awesome as it was when we did it the first time. I promise, no rapping tomorrow. And we won't pet the cat backwards either and tell you to turn around. We try to be nice, pet you the right way. All right, autism discussion and more coming up in hour two of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.